Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
And a big welcome to you in this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. And today, I am truly, deeply honored to welcome someone whose work shaped my own journey years ago. I think it's a decade ago. And whose presence continues to inspire me daily. Because in a world racing towards all that artificial intelligence, AI, more faster answers, quicker success, she is one woman that reminds us of something so many have forgotten, and that is that our true genius was never outside of us to begin with. Today, we are talking with the incredible Julie Ann Turner, founder of The Conscious Shift, best-selling author of Genius of Genius, and global guide for visionary women ready to align with their highest potential. Now, let me tell you this up front. Julie Ann is not just another coach, speaker, expert. She is just a living master of the creative process. She's been leading and mentoring so many Renaissance women across the globe, helping them recognize their signature genius. And I'm one of them. All those unique gifts, patterns, passions, and ideas that are not here by accident, but by design. Julie Ann teaches how to organize it all, not just into a business or a role, but into a great work, a body of work that feels truly aligned on purpose and alive. And what makes her so special is to me that her genius is not loud. It's generative. It's not at all ego-driven, but it's deeply rooted in truth. Now, I want to say that I'm especially excited to have her back on the show because she was actually one of my first guests when this show began in 2021. And in a way, this episode feels a bit like a full circle moment to me, not just for me, but for the message we both are sharing, because true wealth, the kind of wealth that money can't buy and no one can take away, comes not from climbing higher and chasing faster and pushing, but it comes from coming home to what lives inside of you, to your creative intelligence, to your unique voice and genius, your own genius that knows, creates, and collaborates far beyond the surface. Now, we called this conversation, Julianne and I, we talked about it before, what we wanted to talk about. And we want to talk about the human genius as the compass in a divided AI-driven world. Now, what a title that is, because let's be honest, we are in strange times. AI is rising. This morning, I had a webinar on AI, and I am blown away. Systems are shifting. There's lots of noise everywhere, division, disconnection. And more than ever, we need to return to human wholeness. You and I, we need to return to the inner compass that helps us navigate not just the outer world, but the truth of who we are and how we are meant to show up in this world. It's our life. We're talking about the big present, the magic of being alive. And Julie Ann knows this. She's lived it. She's helped thousands of women and creatives of all kinds live it too. And so today we're going to talk about the genius, of course, why we've misunderstood it for so long, why women's creative intelligence is so needed in today's world, and how to trust your own signature genius, even when the world pulls you away from it, and how to move, because I know that's what she teaches, how to move from force to flow. Because isn't it true that that's the shift that changes everything for your life, your work, your health, your joy? And if you have been listening to my show lately, maybe already quite a few years, You'll know that I've recently spoken with incredible men. In these last weeks, these last months, I've had leaders like Alexis Alcala, Gary Lineman, Eric Admides, each nominated for the UK Health Radio Awards 2025. But today, it's time to honor the wisdom of women. A woman, to me, is a visionary, is a gentle powerhouse. And yes, another worthy nominee for the UK Health Awards this year. So let's stop looking outside for success. Let's stop waiting for that permission to shine. And let's begin listening to what's been inside all along, our genius. This is my conversation with the one and only Julianne Turner.
Makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to you. And of course, as I said in the intro, I am welcoming this very special lady who's in my heart, Julianne Turner. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Danielle. It's a joy to be with you again. And to see the success and growth of your show as well.
Yeah, thank you. You were with me here about, I think it was about in the beginning of already 4 years ago, 21. And when we see the world, how it's changing and how fast, all that, like we call the show today, human genius as a compass in a divided and AI-driven world. Let's talk about stress and what stress actually means in this divided world, because you see so many people through your show, through your work, with one-on-ones, through groups. Tell me a little bit about your experience there.
Well, it's really insightful that you bring that up as a perspective to start, Danielle. And that is, I think, everywhere. And you and I spoke about it even as we were preparing to open the show today about everywhere, whether it's here where I am in the United States or in Europe, globally, everywhere we see a rise in divisiveness, a rise in conflict. And that is stressful, right? It's stressful. And the practices and tools that you've always taught in your work around stress care, self-care, are tools that serve us well in these times. The thing that we're seeing, I think, is a need for unity and versus divisiveness, right? And our leadership, unfortunately, seems to be kind of feeding into the divisiveness. And when we look at technology tends to amplify whatever it is that we're already putting out. So if it's divisiveness that's being put out, that's being amplified.
I agree.
Now, we can turn that around. We can actually, through our human genius, turn that around instead of reacting to the circumstances and the divisiveness. We can actually choose to create more of the vision, more of the unity, more
Yes.
of the collaboration and co-creation that we wish to see in the world. That's how we take back our power. And we are so much more powerful than we even know as humans. The key is to understand that, in my book series, Genesis of Genius, I actually talk about the origin of human genius. Right? And the origin of human genius actually comes from the earliest known sacred writings that we have of humankind, the Vedas, and that are written in Sanskrit, which is the language from which all of our languages come. And the root word for human is Manu, and it means he who imagines.
Yes.
That's who we are. We're
Yes.
not meant to react, we're meant to create. And so, individually and collectively, we can create the world we wish to see instead of reacting to the world that we don't wish to see. And what we can see in the is that that gives us back our power, right? Instead of being reactive or being creative.
Wow. So it's a little bit like you say with stress. Instead of reacting to stress, it's actually much more, going within and seeing what does the stress do to me, looking in yourself, what you can do with it, and then transform it into a sort of creation or something. Is that a little bit the what you're trying to say?
Well, I think another thing that is, I think, worthy of mentioning is in the midst of change, where do we look for guidance? In the midst of change, we look to the things that never change. Okay, the universal principles like fairness and justice and our power to create. In my work, I teach the master creative process. And so those are universal principles and a universal process that work no matter what's going on. And again, it takes our power back. And so the principles of self-care, no matter what's going on, instead of reacting in our emotions, which are naturally going to occur, we can come back and ground ourselves and use those practices and techniques that you teach, right? Which will calm our nervous system. Now we're living, breathing humans. We're not AI, right? We're not machines. And so we need to have coping mechanisms and tools and practices that can help us realign with our and renew our energy, right? So that we can step into our power. We have so much more power than we think. And we actually have more prosperity in the world. We have enough prosperity in the world right now to eliminate poverty.
Mm.
It's just the distribution of it is so out of proportion that on the one end of the spectrum, people are suffering and starving. And on the other end, they've got more, you know, the top 10%, 1% have more than everyone else combined, right? And that's not a political, that's a true statement.
Yes. What I loved what you were saying just now, and I'm just reflecting on that, we are all human beings. And I heard somebody say not long ago, and I can't remember who it was, but it was about we have to go back to being human.
Mm.
We are human beings, but we have to go back to being human. And I so love that. And that's a little bit aligned with what you are saying, isn't it?
Well, it really is. I mean, and when we talk about not only the beauty and the value of human genius, it comes from that genesis, that origin of our ability to imagine, to create something yeah. different than what exists. But it also comes from our intuition, our connection to one another, our ability to co-create something greater. It's one of the most beautiful and powerful aspects of humanity is that we can astound ourselves, right? So many times with what, when we come together, and so often we only come together in those ways around crisis. What if we could actually come together in those kind of imaginative, innovative, co-creative ways when it's not a crisis, you know, but we've got enough, I think, chaos and crisis to prompt us to say, you know what, it's time to take our power to imagine and come together around the principles and beliefs that we want for everyone to experience, right? The benefits we want for everyone. And I also see, you know, in what we're looking for is leadership that can unite us instead of divide us. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that strikes me, and this will resonate with you too, I think, Danielle, is that the women that I have the privilege to work with all over the globe are what I call modern Renaissance women, like you. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're successful in their work, but they know they have something more through their lived experience and their wisdom, to a message to share with the world.
Yes.
And so like you, we created the opportunity for you to create your book, you know, your best-selling book together. And then you've got this beautiful global podcast so that you can share a message and have an impact that's even greater than you could had you not gotten clear on that message and then and been able to make that contribution to the world. Now, Renaissance women are collaborative.
Yes.
Yes, they have their own kind of guidance and passion and calling to share something unique, a unique perspective. And that's another thing that humans have that AI doesn't have. That's really important for us to understand is perspective, context.
Yes.
Right? And we can see that if you've played with AI at all, you can really see that it doesn't have context. Like you're always having to go back and prompt it and say, no, you need to understand the scene here. You need to really understand what's going on. It doesn't have anywhere near the emotional intelligence that we have. And so there's so much that we can bring as humans, and we need to lead AI, and AI can be an amplifier for us of our messages, like other technologies are amplifiers, but it shouldn't lead us or in other words, we need to make sure that we're not allowing AI to take the lead when we need to be leading the parameters and the way that it is, and really almost the values that it's generating.
I think if we let AI lead, we're going to be in even more stress, because I think it's so necessary. What I see, Julianne, is that your work brings you within, and you almost go to your, not just your genius, for me, it's almost soul work. It's going
Yes.
to look into your soul. What am I here to do? What, you know, while AI makes you, I feel, sit even more in your head. And I see so many people already living in their head. And now you're going to use AI to create, you know, to help you create, but that's almost from your head. To me, it's not from your soul. And so your work, I so feel, you know, like you call it human genius. I mean, if somebody's listening now and they understand what we're talking about, and they are saying, but Julianne and Danielle, what is my first, how can I access that human genius? I'm in this divided world, AI world, cell phones, screens. I'm living in a box. Let's be honest, almost. How can I get access to that human, I get goosebumps, to that human genius? What would you say?
No, it's a beautiful question. And it's in alignment with what we've already been talking about. And what you just expressed, Danielle, is so often we are looking outside ourselves to find our place in the world.
That's what I mean.
And there's one of the reasons that I have a lot of response from Renaissance women is they're being told to niche, to find one thing that they're good at. And we're multidimensional beings.
Yes.
And our greatest gift is bringing, like connecting the dots in different dimensions.
Yes.
Like that people, a lot of people are very linear thinkers. We're multidimensional thinkers. And we can bring that higher perspective that changes paradigms, that changes the way people see the world, that changes worldviews. And so instead of looking outside the world for where do I fit in, it's really looking in, as you said, inside yourself, inside your soul, what are my gifts?
Yes.
Right? What are my unique talents? What am I, what lights me up? Right? What can I do that nobody else can do? Which we often give short shrift to because it's so easy for us. We don't recognize that it's
that's
special,
true.
Right? And it can be part of what I call the kind of the constellation of your signature genius.
Yes.
It's a unique constellation of gifts that enables you to stand out.
It's like your fingerprint, eh?
It is. It's just like a signature or a fingerprint. It's unique to you. What can you do that nobody else can do in the way that you do it? And it's not from a place, I believe,
it's not from a place
of ego or arrogance. It's really from a place of divinity.
Yes.
You were given these gifts. You've cultivated them. You've applied them and learned. You've learned how to share them, express them. It's a unique contribution to the world that no one else can bring. And we were given these gifts not to hide them, but to share them. Not to hide them under a bushel basket, but to put them on like a lighthouse on a hill, right? And so that's where we come from, what I call kind of self-referral. I think Deepak Chopra calls that. Instead of object referral, looking to things outside you to validate you, you look at what is authentic, as you talk about, authentic success and true wealth, really comes from within first.
Yeah. And I so love it because in the title of this show, we wanted to call this interview The Human Genius as the Compass. And so you have to go within first, otherwise it can't be your compass. Otherwise, you look again outside for the compass, while it's the inside that is the compass, isn't it?
That's it. And that's a huge difference. Because, again, in our human nature, fight or flight is part, that's what causes stress, right? There's that ancient amygdala lizard brain part of us that is like, nothing new is safe.
It's all about survival.
Right. It's about survival. And so the natural tendency is to react,
yes.
Right? But again, the way we take back our power is not to react. It's to calm ourselves through those stress practices and then say, what is it that I really want to create? What is it that I really, really wish to see in the world, in my work, in my relationships, in my health? And use that as the compass, the North Star, right? And move toward that instead of just reacting to circumstances.
I agree. That's why I love it so much. The world, it's in my first step, in my seven-step process. Remember, Julianne, it's responsibility, the ability to respond instead of react. So it's such a big thing. It's always almost the first step to not look at the outside, but to start looking for people. It's sometimes a big challenge to do that because we are so conditioned to look outside of us. So I love the fact that you call it a compass because it is, and it can lead you. And how would you say somebody listening and knowing the work already, the message already that they want to bring out in the world or their genius, knowing their genius, what is there the first thing that you would suggest to them to do? In this divided world, in this AI world, is there a, what would you say the first thing to do? If I know what my genius is, what I want to bring in the world, what then?
So as you said, and we've touched on, the first thing is to go within and think about your gifts, your talents, your strengths, right? What you love to do, right? There's wisdom and what Joseph Campbell says, you know, follow your bliss.
Yes.
That's one of the beautiful things about signature genius is that it's aligned with your passion and what lights you up and what you care about. Okay. So the good news is when you're in your genius, it means that you're not going to be going to work every day and doing something that you hate. That's not a recipe for allowing, even if you do have skills that you're providing every day, and that's good. Being in your genius elevates your work and your performance, your contribution to a level where it's going from force to flow. You're not having to force it.
Yes.
It's flowing through you.
Yes.
And it's in alignment. It lifts you up. At the same time, it elevates your contribution.
Yes.
So that's thing one. Thing two, and I think this is what you were asking, is when you have a sense of what that is, but maybe you're not quite crystal clear about it. And what I found, this is relevant, especially for Renaissance women we talked about, is that we're connecting dots in multiple dimensions. Sometimes that to us, it seems like it's scattered at first, right? But that's only because we are multidimensional thinkers. And so the key is to be able to find, you know, what are the core principles and the core concepts that weave through everything that you believe and share. Those core concepts that you're always coming back to in your work, and those really become kind of cornerstones of what you're here to share, right? And I think you may remember one of the things that we do in our work in Signature Genius is literally make a message map, you know, so that becomes clear and consistent. You can share it confidently and passionately.
Yeah, I so love it because you wanted to give the people a gift, you know, the Signature Genius Workshop. And I believe they can go to the website, mygeniusworkshop.com. I'll put it also, I'll say it again later on, but is that the right place to go?
That's it. It is, it's a beautiful workshop that talks about these aspects of finding your genius, your signature genius, what that is. And it is at mygeniusworkshop.com. And it's a beautiful kind of guided exploration of finding what's possible for you.
Okay. What I want to do with you to finish, before we finish off, is I want you... To me, you are an example in living authentic success. You are, I've known you now for more than 10 years. And if there's one authentic person, I think Julianne Turner is certainly. So tell me a little bit what your secret is, Julianne. What is your secret to be that human being you?
You know,
question maybe, I'm just shooting it at you. It's maybe.
No, I love that. I love that
I think
question.
It's important, yeah.
It's a It's a foundational question that goes to the roots of what we believe. And what I believe, you know, when I was in an international advertising agency work, and then I went into corporate, you know, global 50 tech company work, the more I rose, the less my creativity was valued, because it became more and more about kind of turf battles and, you know, everybody's territory rather than co-creation and collaboration, which is, as you can tell from our conversation,
yes,
that's what lights me up.
Yes.
And so I took a leap. Yes. You know, I actually left the corporate realm, even though I was kind of a rising star there, and started my own consultancy to help other amazing visionary Renaissance leaders get their work out in the world the way that I have. And it's been so fulfilling, and just, I feel like a divine calling. And so that's why I do what I do. It's a link between the human and the divine. And I believe that's what our genius is. Mm. Our ability to create is aligned with moving out of the normal human realm of what is to what can be, what we can imagine and create.
Wow. And is there a statement or a quote that you live by? Because I believe, you know, the genius seems to me such a big word in your life, in your being. Is it all about the genius?
Well, I think genius is a good, it's a beautiful term that encompasses our uniqueness,
yes,
as humans.
I agree. Yeah.
And when we come back into talking about technology, you know, technology doesn't have that capacity. AI doesn't have that capacity. It's amazing in terms of being iterative, and it's able to find patterns really well, beautifully, which can be very valuable, faster than humans can. But in terms of those human attributes of emotional intelligence, connection, collaboration, creativity, it doesn't have what we have.
Mm. So is there a final quote, a saying that you want to end with? One of you, one of someone else, something that you would like any listener to hear now in this divided AI-driven world that can, you know, give a little spark?
Yes. There's one I'm thinking of, you know, we touched on earlier, and it's from Joseph Campbell, you know, who really talks about human potential. And I do think that it's beautiful and great news that we can follow our bliss. We can follow what lights us up. What is in us as a spark of genius is actually meant to light the world.
Mm. Wow. Let's end with that. I see you as a spark in my life. So I just want to say thank you so much, Julianne. I'm sure, you know, and I'll guide everyone to that free gift that you're giving, because I know what it's worth. So thank you so much for this conversation. And I will talk to the audience just now after this little break. Thank you,
Julianne. Oh, thank you. It's been a joy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Breath with me for a moment, because what a deeply resonant and beautiful conversation this was. And I truly trust that you felt the frequency of what was shared here today, because this was more than just an interview. It was a reminder, a call to come back to what's real, to be new human, back to your essence, to the part of you that knows that you are not here to chase. You are here to create. Whether you are a man or a woman, I just want to say, you are here to create. Julianne Turner reminds us that our world is, I believe it too, as a turning point. It's at a turning point. And in the middle of all the noise, the speed, the vision, we need leadership that does not divide or dominate, but unites. Leadership that is not afraid of the quiet power within, that creates space, not pressure, that leads to connection and certainly not to comparison. And that kind of leadership, dear you listener, begins with us, with you. Especially we as women, we hold the emotional intelligence, the intuition, the creative power to shape a different kind of future. Julianne talked about it, a future where we don't outsource our truth to outside success, where we don't wait for permission or validation outside, where we don't let AI lead us, but we lead AI and we lead ourselves. Because as Julianne said so beautifully, you are bliss. You've just forgotten it. And isn't it true? We often live in our heads. We let our minds manage our lives. Yes, we default to reaction, to force, to pushing our way through. But we had such a beautiful conversation about the genius, because the genius doesn't live in force. It lives in flow. It is all about tuning in and aligning with that inner signature, that creative imprint almost, that only you and I carry. It's unique to us. And when you follow that, you don't just find clarity, you find peace, you find fulfillment, you find what I call true wealth, that deep, stable richness that does not depend on how you're doing, but how you are being. Julianne also reminded me, and probably you too, that we are here to co-create. Oh, I love that. To stop comparing and competing and start collaborating. That is the spirit of this show, honestly. I created From Stress to Authentic Success, this beautiful radio show, to give space to voices, to all the powerful voices, especially also the women's voices, to all those who are quietly changing the world. And of course, after three incredible interviews with these powerhouse men, I can call them Alexis Alcala with Inner Camp, Gary Lineham with Human Garage, and Eric Edmides with WildFit, amazing men, I wanted this week to come home to female wisdom, to grace and truth and flow. And I couldn't imagine a more perfect guest than Julianne. Julianne Turner, who carries that torch forward. Now, if this conversation touched you, if you are feeling the spark of something in your own soul, because this is soul work, please don't let it fade. You can start by exploring Julianne's signature genius workshop at mygeniusworkshop.com. It's not a course, it's a coming home. It's a creative truth. Now, if you truly want to build a future that is guided by human genius, that is where it begins. Speaking of human genius, I am also beyond proud to nominate three incredible women for this year's UK Health Radio Awards 2025. Not just those three men we talked about before. These are women who lead from the inside out, and that's what I love so much. Women who embody that purpose and service. There's Bhavna Radia. She is the founder of Divorce Right. There's Nefsha Karamamet. She is the lady that founded the Nefsha Institute. And there's Julianne Turner, of course, the latest interview that I had this week, as an author, visionary, and a global influencer. Now, I just want to let you know that voting is open during the month of October. The details will be on the website. You can go on the website, vote for one of your maybe idols, one of your mentors, one of your biggest, maybe you are a big fan of one of these six people, and your voice matters. Just go to the website and go and vote, because we all need your support. And about these women, they just don't speak. They embody what they teach. So let's just honor every single one of them. Let's elevate these people and really acknowledge what they are doing to change the world and to make the world a better place. Let's support this kind of leadership that makes a real difference. All the details are on the website, as I said. And I just want to say, finally, if something in this episode moved you, if you want to reflect on what was said in the intro, in the conversation with Julianne, or you are just curious to explore your own version of true wealth, the real richness, the one you can't buy with money and no one can take away from you, please feel free to connect with me. You can write me directly at danielle@danielsachs.com. Or you can find me also on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to hear from you. This is the work that I live. This is my genius work, my creation, helping entrepreneurs, leaders, and women like you come home to your quiet power within, to stop chasing and to start living from the inside out and create your life out of a place of peace, freedom, fulfillment. Now, this is me, Danielle Sachs. This is for now. I invite you to remember, you don't need to earn your worth. You don't need to force your way forward. You don't need to be anything but who you already are, because that is more than enough. Honestly, you're not here to perform. You're here to express, to connect, to create, to lead, to love, to rise. And that, my dear you, is where true wealth lives. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.